The future of work. Attract new talent, build better leaders, and create a competitive organisation. Author, Jacob Morgan. Rethinking work. Many organisations around the world today are in trouble. The world of work is changing around them while they remain stagnant. The larger the gap grows, the greater the chance becomes that these organisations will not survive. However, organisations shouldn't just want to survive, they must want to thrive and be competitive in a new rapidly changing world. To do this requires pioneering change, not waiting for tragedy or for a crisis to force change. The future workforce is bringing new attitudes and ways of work to which managers must adapt. This means that organisations must adapt to both employees and managers and, as of now, this is happening at a snail's pace, if at all. This summary is about adapting to that change. The employee. Employees used to be thought of as expendable, and they didn't have a voice. They did what they were told and didn't have the opportunity to engage with each other or build communities. These employees were essentially supposed to work like robots. We have to change that around and focus on building companies for people. Principles of the future employee. Future employees will 1. Have a flexible work environment, 2. Be able to shape and define their own career paths, 3. Share information internally in an open and transparent way in real time, 4. Have the opportunity to become leaders without having to be managers, 5. Collaborate and communicate in new ways, 6. Shift from being knowledge workers to learning workers, 7. Learn and teach at will. The future employees will be able to learn from others and teach others on a variety of topics, ranging from creating presentations to how to submit a corporate invoice. As the future employee brings these new attitudes and ways of working, managers and the organisation will have to adapt. The manager. Managers used to be thought of as generals, and everyone else had to do what they said. They had access to all the information, made decisions, and then delegated tasks to other employees. The original goal of managers was to be overseers. They needed to figure out how to keep their finely tuned machines running and generating as much money as possible. This meant getting employees to show up on time, work as many hours as possible, be as productive as possible, while asking as few questions as possible. Principles of the future manager. Managers of the future will have to adapt to the future employee, which means new ways of working and thinking about work. In order to adapt, the future manager 1. Must be a leader. We need fewer people who can exert control and manage work, and more people who inspire, engage, challenge and lead. 2. Follows from the front. When it comes to the future of work, the goal of managers is to remove roadblocks from the paths of employees in order to help them succeed while empowering them to work in a way that makes them engaged and effective. Managers need to realise that their role is to serve the employees and not the other way round. 3. Understands technology. 4. Leads by example. 5. Believes in sharing and collective intelligence. 6. Practices real-time recognition and feedback. 7. Is conscious of personal boundaries. The managerless company. The idea of the managerless company is often associated with the style of running an organisation known as holacracy, whose primary focus rests on the idea of distributed decision-making and self-organisation. So how do these organisations get anything done if there are no managers? Managerless companies have slightly different approaches to the way they operate. So although they share the no manager approach, there are some unique qualities of each. How do employees get hired or fired? When it comes to hiring and firing, Some of these companies have a communal approach. Let's say you realise that you need a software developer. You reach out to some of your colleagues to see if they feel the same way. Put together a search committee that anyone can be part of, and then start the virtual and then the in-person interview process. When the search committee members feel that the right person has been found, they agree and bring them in. No manager approval required. The same approach is taken when it comes to letting someone go. How do employees figure out what projects to work on? Employees decide. Employees can either ask each other what projects are going on, or often there are internal project lists and voting systems, which the company uses, all web-based. Who leads the projects? There are two approaches that managerless companies typically take. The first is to let leaders or managers emerge organically. Someone inevitably ends up taking the role to guide or help run a team or project. The second approach is one based on peer voting or recognition. Who steers the ship? In some of the managerless organisations, the overall corporate direction and mission is guided by the co-founders, CEOs, or executive team of the company. So an overall direction might be set or guided, but how to get there, what products to build, and everything in between is left up to the employees to decide. What about career paths and choices? One of the things that all of the managerless companies have in common is the mentality of less supervision, more mentorship and support. What happens if something goes wrong? At first, employees try to resolve the conflict themselves, but if that doesn't work, they can either turn to specific conflict resolution committees inside the company or a mediator who can help facilitate a discussion. Principles of the future organisation. The future organisation will 1. Create a connected workforce. 2. Operate like a smaller company. Smaller companies make decisions quicker, then try and experiment with new ideas. They don't focus as much on hierarchies, and for the most part, they seem to be more adaptable and agile than larger organisations. 3. Focus on creating a place of want instead of a place of need. 4. Innovate anywhere, all the time. 5. Be flatter. Flattening an organisation is about empowering employees to make and participate in decisions and communicate with anyone across the company. 6. Tell stories. These stories also help us remember ideas, concepts, and even products. This in turn makes us want to work for a certain company. 7. Democratize learning. The notion of democratized learning is one that enables any employee to become both a teacher and a student thanks to technology. 8. Shift from profit to prosperity. Rethinking change. Many companies innovate and change when they have to. In other words, they wait for something bad to happen for their company to dip, and then they focus on innovation to bring them back to the status quo. Sadly, this puts the company in the same position it was just before tragedy struck. That's not adaptation. That's keeping your head above water. The successful organisations change and challenge when things are going well, so that they can rise above the status quo. And while others are keeping their heads above water, they are growing and innovating. To put it simply, if you don't think about and plan for the future of work, then your company has no future.